This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Canadian officials cite intelligence they say indicates an Iranian missile was responsible for the deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner Tuesday, shortly after it took off from a Tehran airport. VOA's Lattice Hook reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday the shot may have been accidental.
It's a tragic thing when I see that. It's a tragic thing. But somebody could have made a mistake on the other side, could have made a mistake. It was flying in not our system. No, it has nothing to do with us.
The plane went down shortly after Iran fired a series of ballistic missiles at Iraqi military bases housing U.S. troops in response to a U.S. drone strike that killed Iranian top general Qasem Soleimani last week. Nearly half of the passengers on board were Iranian citizens, and many were Canadians. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. House passed a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The vote was 224 to 194. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The aim is to criticize the U.S. killing of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says it amounts to apologizing to Iran for an action that was justified.
All this does is emboldens our enemies to suggest that the American people are divided. But I'm here to tell you that we are not divided.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says facts are being obscured.
The administration could not provide any specifics about what constituted an imminent threat. They couldn't tell us what the targets were.
President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Iraq's top Shiite Muslim cleric Friday condemned mutual U.S. and Iranian attacks on Iraqi soil and warned of deteriorating security in the country. This is VOA News. With a provisional deadline looming, around 80% of U.S. states have now agreed to continue accepting newly arrived refugees after the Trump administration made resettlement participation optional. To date, the State Department says the governors of 37 of America's 50 states submitted letters of consent, and another three, Alaska, Kentucky, and Vermont, indicated they had their letters sent to Washington. The letters comply with a requirement the Trump administration mandated in September 2019 that in order to receive refugees, states and localities must opt in to the resettlement program. In a campaign speech, U.S. President Trump defended his decision to attack a top Iranian general and now mocks congressional Democrats. AP's Tim McGuire.
In his first political rally of this election year, President Trump takes credit for the drone strike that killed a top Iranian general.
Bold and decisive action to save American lives and deliver American justice.
In the speech to supporters in Toledo, Ohio, Trump also slammed Democrats for criticizing him for not telling congressional leaders before he ordered the attack.
How dare you take him out that way? You should get permission from Congress.
Trump's remarks included mocking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. He also suggested he should have won the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm Tim McGuire.
As temperatures rise Friday, nearly a quarter of a million Australians have been urged to evacuate. At popular tourist destination Kangaroo Island, wildlife have been severely wounded in the bushfires. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
The mood is tense. Erratic winds are forecast across the east coast, threatening to intensify the flames. In South Australia, residents of Kangaroo Island heeded the warning, and many camped close to the water overnight. A third of the island has been swallowed up by fire.
Pretty a bit stressed, but we think the safest place is to be near the sea, so that if you have to go in the water, you can. And we've got plenty of, you know, open space here. We're just hoping maybe the wind might change a bit enough or drop out.
Australia's wildfires have dwarfed other recent catastrophic fires around the world. Combining 2019's fires in California, Brazil and Indonesia still amounts to less than half the burned area in Australia.
Reuters' Libby Hogan. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due to travel to Moscow Saturday for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's likely to focus on the Iran crisis as well as the Ukraine conflict. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.